Welcome to 3DBPM's Pulse Podcast. This is where we discuss the latest and most advanced, fascinating, powerful, and disruptive additive manufacturing technologies with the people that make them happen. I am your host, David Escher, CEO and co-founder of 3DBPM, the leading media, marketing, and market research firm for the ever-changing world of AM. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the first 3DBPM Pulse podcast of 2023. It's been an intense start of the year for 3D printing, and it never stops. Today, we're here with Ido Eilon, CEO of 3DM Digital Manufacturing, to talk about a technology that is going to change the way polymer laser powder bed fusion, the process that we commonly know as SLS, works, for the better and forever. You may not yet be familiar with 3DM. We visited this Israeli startup last December to learn more about their unique laser technology. Founded in 2016 and already trading on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange since 2021, the company recently emerged from stealth and is now ready to scale by offering something that is truly unique in polymer powder bed fusion, a quantum cascade laser, or QCL technology, that can deliver industrial-grade printing quality with any thermoplastic material at a significantly lower printing cost compared to any existing technologies. Before we start, just a quick reminder for those who don't know 3DBPM. We are a global market intelligence research and media company specializing in additive manufacturing. Every day, our editors bring you the latest news from thousands of companies around the world that are spearheading the additive revolution of digital manufacturing. We track all these companies to bring you the most up-to-date data on their growth because we think that additive manufacturing is the solution to many of today's challenges. But there can be no change if this change is not supported by financial sustainability. Every day, we speak with the people who are inventing new ways of additively making parts and building great businesses around them. 3DM is a perfect example. Leveraging the knowledge and experience of its founder, Daniel Mayer, the company invented a product that implements the latest advancements in QCL technology to radically change the SLS process, something necessary for this technology to continue to evolve and compete with other polymer powder bed fusion processes by exploiting its...
Thank you, David.
So let's start from the very beginning. Can you explain how your technology differs from other lasers currently used in SLS?
Yeah. So we in 3DM intend to enable mass production of plastic parts using additive manufacturing technology. And the target is to push the existing boundaries of laser powder bed fusion. The technology, as you mentioned, is based on QCL lasers that are being built using semiconductors best practices. The QCL lasers, unlike the other lasers that are currently available in the market, have the ability, or we have the ability, to actually design, plan, and manufacture lasers at a certain wavelength after we analyze the different wavelengths and their absorption in the targeted material. So we end up with a laser that is most efficiently absorbed in the intended material and melts it in the most efficient way.
Fantastic. And can you explain how the QCL lasers work, how your systems are built, and especially in terms of the technology that was developed by the company's founder?
Yes, so the QCL laser itself is, as I mentioned, is a semiconductor laser that emits emits light in high energy. It is the size of a grain of rice, roughly, and then it is actually being assembled on onto a bigger apparatus, if you want, that will create beam head that will interact with the powder. The QCL lasers themselves are aimed at a certain wavelength, and then they are manufactured using the semiconductors practices that I mentioned before, one layer at a time, building different materials on top of the other, and then basically result in the a certain wavelength of a laser. Sorry.
No, I wanted to ask you exactly what is the company's founder background in terms of this developing laser technology?
Yeah, so the QCL knowledge is actually obtained with from Daniel Meyer that you mentioned earlier is the founder of the company. He holds a PhD from the Weizmann Institute here in Israel, and was around lasers and around optics and photonics for the last 30 years, leading companies in that field. And he has an extensive knowledge and experience designing, planning, and manufacturing this type of lasers. He started the company at his son's bedroom when he was away and built his first prototype at his own two hands. Later on, raised some capital based on that and kind of like evolved and improved the technology and the printers since then.
Thank you, and that's quite a fascinating story. So let's get to today. What would you say are some key advantages of the technology in terms of 3D printing capabilities?
So that's the first advantage, the wider gamut of materials. The second advantage is the better mechanical properties overall, and also the isotropy nature of the parts that are being printed with our lasers. The third one would be the printing speed. So because the melt and the energy absorption of the material is most efficient, then the printing speed will increase. And the last one is high resolution and surface finish on the parts. So we're able to melt the materials in a more precise way since because of the efficiency of the melting of the material.
Absolutely. So what is at this point, how do you intend to bring this product to market? How do you intend to build your market? Will you be selling the laser heads to machine manufacturers? Will you be making your own machines?
So at this point in time, we are going to try anything that will get our technology used by the relevant customers as quickly and as widely as possible. With that said, we are flexible. We're very flexible. We have a very high degree of flexibility in terms of the business model. Our platforms, by the way, or the printers are open for different materials. We intend to sell laser beam heads to SLS manufacturers, as you mentioned. So that is definitely one way that is possible. Another way that is possible to get to the market is with our own systems that are industrial grade systems for mass production for specific verticals. So the machines that we're going to make are machines that are tailored for specific application. They all need to address industrial mass production, as mentioned.
That's great, and that brings up quite a couple of other big questions. One is which are the segments that you think will be most likely to adopt your technology? And the other is, if a company is looking to adopt your technology, would they how would they go about introducing your laser head to their machines or to bring machines in-house that use your technology?
Okay, so in terms of the segments that we identify, or the different verticals that we identify, you have consumer goods, consumer electronics, sporting goods, footwear, medical, defense, and more. I think the common ground between all of them is not necessarily this vertical or that vertical, but where customization makes sense. And where the fragility of the supply chain is of an issue, this is where adoption will happen more likely, more quickly. In terms of our adoption of the technology for existing machines, then that is possible as well, as I mentioned. This is actually will require small adjustments on the machine. I think the platform, SLS platform, as it is today, would mostly address what our technology requires, but there will be some small adjustments required, I guess, in terms of adopting our printhead on the machines. This is not going to be a significant effort on the machine manufacturer.
Absolutely. Okay. What about in terms of the materials that you would support? Would you support? I mean, you're able, from what I understand with your technology, it's possible to fine-tune the laser for a material much faster than using traditional laser. But do you already support all materials? Do you support certain materials, and are there materials that you cannot support?
Yeah, so at the moment, I think it's a little bit the egg and the chick paradox. I mean, we can only print powders that are currently available in the market. And the ones that are available in the market, we have good results with. And these are the PA families, obviously, the polypropylenes, the TPUs of the world. We print all of them very successfully. More esoteric materials, if you want, sometimes they are harder to obtain. But again, with customization of the laser wavelength for these specific materials, we have a very good reason to believe that we can print virtually any thermoplastic material.
How would somebody go about, finding out more information about your technology, or maybe have the opportunity to see it in operation?
Yeah, so we see a growing demand for our products and technology with different manufacturers that we're in contact with, and from different market segments. We will be happy to collaborate with advanced forward-thinking partners that aim to use the technology for production and for mass production, sorry, plastic parts, etc. Anyone basically that has a special material in mind, a small series or really mass production in mind with additive manufacturing, is more than welcome to contact us. We will examine the possibility of working together with such partner to make sure that their needs are addressed with our technology.
Are you already working with material companies and other, possible potential adopters?
Yes, so we have relationship already with materials manufacturers, hardware manufacturers, and also potential customers from the different segments that I mentioned before.
What would you say is really the most the key points, the key selling points of your laser technology?
I think different customers have different set of expectations or requirement, and their priorities are different. But as I mentioned before, the different materials possible with our technology is one thing to remember. The better mechanical properties and the isotropy nature of the printed materials when using our QCL technology, the printing speeds, which are affected both by the efficiency of the melting that I mentioned before, but also with the scalability of the technology, because we can have actually on a certain build area, we can have more and more beam heads than other technologies. Hence, we can actually print faster and in higher resolution for that only. And the high resolution and surface finish, all of these together make us much more suitable for mass production applications using the SLS technology. And these are the key selling points.
Why is it exactly that you obtain these better properties?
So this goes back to the fact that using our wavelengths, these are the wavelengths that interact better with the material or interact most efficiently with the materials. Hence, we don't really sinter, we actually melt the material at the certain point very, very selectively, if you want, same as the, you know, the selective in SLS.
Of course.
But our energy is much higher at that specific point, hence we melt over there. And that's what creates a better adhesion or a better connection between the molecules of the material and result in a higher isotropy nature.
Fantastic. I think what's very interesting that you just mentioned is also the scalable nature of the technology. With multiple laser heads, you know, you can obtain much much more, you know, you can print faster and without, you know, giving up in terms of precision and resolution and quality. So where do you see now the industry moving into?
I think the direction is going to keep going towards production. I think, you know, the industry proved already some years ago already that it is suitable, obviously, for prototypes and for models and et cetera. But now the challenge, and this is the industry's challenge, is to actually move and scale from small series production to much higher series production. There are some challenges with it. One is obviously the speeds or the cost of making parts using these technologies. The other challenge is the quality of the printed parts. And 3DM actually addresses both these challenges.
Thank you. And we completely agree that the future of powder bed polymer technologies is production. And we definitely see how this more advanced, more precise laser can make a difference. Thank you very much for being with us today. This is all the time we have. And hopefully we will catch up again with you soon. Bye-bye.